You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thanks so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison, Rob Britton here, taking you up until 6 o'clock, where we hand things off to Arrowhead Pride Radio. So, one of my good friends in this industry is Andrew Filippone. He does afternoons in Pittsburgh, incredibly talented. So yesterday, he retweeted me saying that the Steelers are the worst team in the playoffs with the bottom five quarterback. As you would imagine, it did not go over very well in the Pittsburgh social media cycle, but sometimes the truth hurts. So on his show today, they did a quarterback power ranking. So there are 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs. Where do you have Ben Roethlisberger? He had Big Ben at 11th. He had Big Ben ahead of Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, and Jimmy Garoppolo. Ben Roethlisberger is arguably the worst starting quarterback who is not a rookie this year. I don't even see how you could take Ben Roethlisberger over Jalen Hurts. Sure, the passing numbers were a little bit better for Ben Roethlisberger than they were for Jalen Hurts. He also threw the ball a substantially higher amount than Jalen Hurts did this year. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was sixth in the NFL at pass attempts this season. He threw it 605 times. Jalen Hurts threw it 432 times. That's a substantial difference for just 600 yards more. So I get his numbers are more. Jalen Hurts had a full yard better per attempt than Ben Roethlisberger, and we are eliminating the fact that Jalen Hurts can actually run the football and move. Hurts ran for 800 yards this year and 10 touchdowns. So sure, he's not the greatest passer in the National Football League, but his legs are dangerous enough that at least you could kind of talk yourself into Philadelphia pulling off the upset. Hurts just kind of runs around a little bit. Remember that game? Now it feels like 10 years ago, but remember when Colin Kaepernick played really well against the Green Bay Packers and just ran all over them? You can kind of talk yourself into Philadelphia being able to do that. I don't think you can talk yourself into Ben Roethlisberger being able to do that. Big Ben is going to have to play a near flawless game to upset Kansas City. I'm talking about 225 yards passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions. They're going to have to win the turnover margin probably by two or more. They're going to need a defensive and special team and or special teams touchdown to win the game. And do you think Ben Roethlisberger can do that? I don't really have a whole lot of confidence. So if you're asking me, hey, well, what would your power ranking be? I'd have him at 13th over Mac Jones. Now, if we're talking like next year, let's say Ben Roethlisberger wanted to come back. Would I rather have Mac Jones or Ben Roethlisberger? I would take Mac Jones. But the Patriots have just shown me such a fear of their quarterback. I just don't know how you can take Mac Jones in a playoff game. But I'd rank Ben Roethlisberger 13th among quarterbacks in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes just doesn't lose to quarterbacks like this. I understand it's not a quarterback versus quarterback. I understand you're going up against the defense. But these are the quarterbacks who have beat Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes at the helm. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Burrow, Carr, Brady, Herbert, Wilson, Goff, Tannehill, and the one outlier game with Jacoby Brissett. Remember that game with Jacoby Brissett where the Chiefs were just super banged up and they got upset on Sunday Night Football? The Chiefs are coming into this game as healthy as you can hope to be for a playoff game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to play. Darrell Williams is going to play in this game. Tyreek is going to play. Kelsey's going to play defensively. Everybody's healthy in this game. You're not catching Kansas City slipping in this game. You're going to get a fully healthy home team Kansas City Chiefs. Fully healthy home team KC. Which just is bad news. It's just bad news for you guys. I was thinking about something that Mitch Holtz has said when he joined us on Monday. I want to play for you what Mitch had to say.
One of my favorite stats is, and I'm going to say it, 30-point line. If an opponent is below 30 points, Mahomes is 49-3. That includes playoffs. If it's an opponent gets over 30 points, the Chiefs with Mahomes are 7-12. Why are the Steelers dangerous? Because you got to look at what makes them potent in this game. And if Mike Tomlin runs on that field, I think that's their biggest asset. I think the only reason they're in this game is Mike Tomlin.
I agree.
He's unreal. That dude's unreal. He could run every corporation in America. All right, two. The fact that they can get the sneaky takeaways, they have to live off of them. And it's not just T.J. Watt, who's awesome, really good. But look at it yesterday. Cortland Sutton gets the interception. Not Cortland Sutton. D.B. Sutton gets the interception for the Steelers. They were able to run the ball enough. They've got a way to get some chunk plays, and they get Pat Freiermuth back for this game. Not having Freiermuth in that first game, I thought, was a big deal. He had a concussion the week before against the Titans. They'll have him back for this game, and that makes them more potent and to potentially get to a 24-point total, which would mean to be minimum for them to win this game.
Did you hear what Mitch Holtz has just said? If you don't score at least 30 points against Patrick Mahomes, your career record is 3-49. 3-49. The three teams to beat Kansas City were that Indianapolis Colts team that shocked them on Sunday Night Football when the Chiefs were super banged up. Kansas City only scored 13 points that day. And Indy scored 19. Earlier this season, when they had the worst loss of Patrick Mahomes' career, when they got smoked by the Titans, and the two-point conversion game against the Los Angeles Chargers where Phillip Rivers threw it to Mike Williams. Those are the only three times in Patrick Mahomes' career, including the playoffs, in which his team has lost when the opposing team didn't score 30. If you don't bring 30 to the dance, it's just not realistic to think that you're beating Kansas City. And do you think that Pittsburgh is capable of doing that? Because the numbers say no. Let's say that Pittsburgh can win this game 27-24, right? Let's just pick an arbitrary number, 27-24. They've only scored more than 24 points five times this season. Five. They played 17 games. Their chance to beat you is 16-13 in a knockout, drag-out, defensive slugfest. Their chance to beat you is 21-17. T.J. Watt gets three sacks. Cam Hayward gets two. They get a special teams touchdown, and you just can't get anything going offensively for yourself. That's their chance to win. The scenarios in which Pittsburgh would have to win are the most any given Sunday scenarios that you can create. So it's not unfathomable. It's not out of the question. Sure, they can win. Anytime two teams play in the NFL, one team can lose. I get it. Like I understand. But it's just really difficult to envision the path of a team that cannot score could beat Kansas City in a road playoff game. Pittsburgh's averaging less than 21 points per game. Rob, what was my number all season? If you can't score 24, it is not realistic to think that you can advance in the playoffs. It's just not realistic. That's average. The average offense scores 24 points a game. The average score, I think, is like 28-24 in the National Football League. They can't do that. So I'm not interested in style points anymore. It just does not interest me anymore. I don't care about it. The Chiefs got to win four games to win the Lombardi Trophy. That's all that really matters. The only way I will complain on Monday about a Chiefs win is if they let Pittsburgh score more than 30 points, because there's no reason they should. Not with that quarterback, who over the last month is completing 60% of his passes and has a 4.1 yard per attempt in his last four games. He is not dangerous. He is not a threat. He is not good. Just because you are a Hall of Fame quarterback doesn't mean that you're playing like a Hall of Fame quarterback. At one point, your car was new. But once you put miles on it, you know what? It's not new anymore. That's how I feel about Roethlisberger. I got respect for Roethlisberger's career. He's a Hall of Famer, first ballot. Been to 3 Super Bowls, won 2 of them. He's been a franchise quarterback since 2004. We ain't talking about the quarterback that threw the touchdown pass to Santonio Holmes coming into Arrowhead today. We're talking about the guy who was 31st in the NFL yards per attempt. And Pro Football Focus's 31st best quarterback in the National Football League. If you remove anything else about this game, that quarterback does not come into Kansas City in a playoff game against the way that this defense is played and puts up enough points to beat the Kansas City Chiefs defense. We ain't got to talk about Mahomes. That quarterback does not do enough to beat Kansas City's defense over the course of 60 minutes. So that's our first hit for today, Rob, but I know we got some more.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Well, the hits are brought to you every day by our friends over at Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio repair in Kansas City since 1967. Carrington, you laid it out perfectly there. Big Ben stinks. He said as much today about he and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, I would assume as a group you understand that, you know, we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're the, out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. We're a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. So let's just go play and have fun and see what happens.
Now, he's obviously tongue-in-cheek about a lot of that. I have to believe he believes in his chances. But the words he spoke specifically, did he tell any lies?
I mean, he's talking about them like they're a 15 seed in the NCAA tournament going up against Kansas or Duke. They are the biggest underdog in the history of Wild Card Weekend. Now, I understand that it's changed a little bit. 2 seeds didn't participate in Wild Card Weekend before last season. There was no 7 seed. So by definition, you have added better teams to Wild Card Weekend and also weaker teams into it. So we'll see games like this moving forward where the 2 seed is just overpowered against the 7 seed. One of these times, we'll see the 7 seed upset the 2 seed. Like, that's going to happen. Like, there's going to be a situation. Like, if the Chargers had gotten in or if the Colts had gotten in and they could knock off a team that's the 2 seed because they're not healthy or something like that. Like, let's say that Tennessee was the 2 seed. They could have very easily lost to the Chargers in a game, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about one of the 3 best teams in the National Football League against the worst playoff team. Ben Roethlisberger is talking like this is a 2-15 matchup in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And he is the head coach at Texas Southern, and they're going up against Kansas. That's what he sounds like.
Two.
Speaking of coaches who spoke to the media today, Andy Reid was on with Pittsburgh during their riders-only meeting. This audio is courtesy of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Hear what he has to say about the Steelers, who you have very little respect for.
You have to erase that game and just, you know, move forward, because in this league, we've all had games where things weren't quite working right, and, you know, the other team, it does work right. So, you know, and then if you have a chance to play that team again, then you got to start from scratch, especially if the team's playing so well. I mean, these guys are playing like a number one seed right now. So, you know, we've got to make sure we're ready for that.
Why would Andy Reid lie to people like that? Do you believe the Steelers are playing like a 1 seed right now?
I mean, this is just gamesmanship that all of these coaches do, you know? I mean, a couple of weeks ago, Steve Spagnuolo said that Joe Burrow looks like a young Tom Brady. And that's, I think Burrow's fantastic. He could be an elite superstar quarterback. I mean, come on now. A young Tom Brady? Come on now. Now, I will say, that might be the biggest lie we've heard a Chiefs coach say so far this season. That's an elite lie. I'm shocked his nose just didn't start growing immediately after saying it and poke through the telephone when he said they were playing like a 1 seed. I imagine that he watched their last game against the Ravens. That team did not look like a 1 seed. Not even close to looking like a 1 seed, but I get it. You don't want to give them any bulletin board material. You got a lot of respect for Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Tomlin. The fact that they're even in this situation is a testament to their head coach. I get it, but come on now. They do not look like a one seed.
Three. Earlier today on The Drive, Danny Parkins of 670 The Score and gambling expert for Bet Rivers joined The Drive.
Let's not lie about Danny Parkins either. That might be the second biggest lie told during the hits.
Is he not the gambling expert at Bet Rivers?
But he's not a gambling expert.
That's also
erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
He was on this show earlier today explaining why he has no thoughts of Pittsburgh coming into Kansas City and beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
They cannot score. As long as the Chiefs, for the majority of the game, make them start with the ball in their own territory, they're not driving 75 yards down the field and converting for six. They have shown no ability to do that with any degree of consistency, especially on the road. So TJ Watt probably will have a great game, but Mahomes and Tyreek and Kelsey and, you know, Andy Reid and the Arrowhead home field advantage and Melvin Ingram's revenge and like everything that comes with it, man. Like, Ben Roethlisberger is cooked. He cried on the field 2 weeks ago because he thought his season was over. You know, he is not supposed to still be playing this week. So I know we have to pretend and we have to hype up all of these games, but I think that a totally viable conversation is, who do you want to be rooting for in the other AFC game because it's an easier matchup for you in the divisional round of the playoffs?
Carrington, despite big names on their depth chart, do you believe that the Bet Rivers gambling expert Danny Parkins is correct that the Steelers do not have the firepower required to keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs?
I mean, they have the names. I love Najee Harris coming out of college. I think Deontay Johnson's a very good receiver. I think Chase Claypool's a very good receiver. Football is a line of scrimmage game. They don't win the line of scrimmage offensively. Now, they win it on defense, and they have one of the better defensive lines in the National Football League, but they, A, don't have the maestro to conduct the orchestra, and they're not good enough up front. They don't have the quarterback or the offensive line. I think to go on the road and win a game of this magnitude, you're going to need both in order to do it. So we were talking about Mike Tomlin earlier today on the show, and I am curious, Rob, your thoughts. What coaches would you definitively put over Mike Tomlin? Because I think Belichick is obviously on the list. I think Reed is obviously on the list. I would put Harbaugh over Tomlin if I was making my power ranking. I think you could make a case. I think you could make a case for Sean McVay. And I just think I'm higher on Sean McVay than just most people are. I think Sean McVay is a brilliant offensive mind. Never had a losing season. He's been to a Super Bowl already. He continues to have one of the best offenses in the National Football League. I'm really high on McVay. I think that's the list, though. Maybe you would argue Sean Payton, but I don't think it's that much of a difference between the two. I think Tomlin is, at a minimum, one of the five best coaches in the National Football League. And we were talking to Mitch Holtis about this. He said Tomlin is the only reason that he gives them a chance to win this game. And in some aspects, I agree. Like, Tomlin is a great coach. In a one-game scenario, could you figure out the right formula to win a playoff game? Sure. But he's also going up against one of the few coaches in the NFL that are better than he is. You're also going up against one of the few teams that has a better coach than your coach. So almost all of the advantages that Pittsburgh could potentially have in this game get negated because Kansas City is just better than they are. Like, sometimes our sports analysis are just very simple. Team A is better than Team B, and that's the biggest reason why Team A is going to win, right? Team A is better than Team B. Therefore, at the end of the game, they will have more points. That's really what this game is. Now, that's not always the case. Obviously, lesser teams win all the time. But this would be one of the biggest upsets in the history of the National Football League if the Steelers went on the road and won this game. If the Steelers found a way to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, it will be one of the biggest upsets we've ever seen.
I agree with Pete from what he said earlier. I have him at three. Only Belichick and Reed are higher. And I hear an argument for Sean McVay, but I think your past resume has to matter. McVay is really, really good and probably four on my list, but he's never won the big one. Mike Tomlin does have a Super Bowl on his resume and a Super Bowl win on his resume, which matters. For people who think Sean Payton, Sean Payton's quarterback situation was arguably as bad or maybe a little bit better than the Steelers was this year, and they didn't make the playoffs in probably an easier division. Mike Tomlin, with a quarterback that you could argue was worse than Taysom Hill in a very difficult division, a division that had two teams make the playoffs, another team finished 8-9. If they had 500 records, they would have been 500. And a team in the preseason everyone loved in the Browns. He dragged the corpse of Ben Roethlisberger into the playoffs. Now, they're going to get washed this week, absolutely smoked. But what he did this year is one of the more impressive coaching performances. It's one of the reasons, and I don't want to get too off topic here, why I think Jim Caldwell will eventually come back into head coaching, because he made the Lions the highest watermark we've ever seen the Lions. That's super impressive because the Lions always stink. Mike Tomlin, with no quarterback in a difficult division, dragged that team to the playoffs. He is the third best coach in the NFL.
But this is where I think we're sort of playing both ends against the middle with Mike Tomlin. He's been there long enough that the roster is somewhat his fault, right? I know he's not the general manager, but if you're deficient at the quarterback position and the offensive line, is that not your fault? Like, you have to bear some responsibility in the Steelers roster being where it is. Now, have you gotten the most out of this roster? Sure. Like, I'm with you. You've gotten the most out of this roster. They are not incredibly talented offensively. It is a quarterback league, and you have one of the worst, and you found out a way to get them to the postseason. But they're also in that situation, partly because of you and your team building and how you've gotten this team to this point. So I'm looking at the text line right now, 913-576-7610. What about Mike Vrabel? He's nice. I think Vrabel's a good coach. I think Vrabel's one of the more underrated coaches in the National Football League. I don't think you can put Vrabel over Tomlin. I don't think you can put a coach who doesn't have the postseason success over someone like Tomlin that does. Now, he has not had postseason success in a while, but to me, that's more of a testament of how hard it is to win in the postseason. It's just really difficult to win at a high level in the postseason. That unless you have Brady or Mahomes, no one is winning in the playoffs at a consistent pace. Nobody. Show me the coach that's winning all these playoff games that doesn't have one of those two. You had a spurt in which you won a bunch of playoff games, and when that spurt ended, it was over. Pete Carroll did the exact same thing. Sean Payton did the exact same thing. I would say right now Matt LaFleur is in the middle of that. He's winning all his playoff games right now, but how many more years does he have good Aaron Rodgers? And then he's going to have to go prove that he can do it without the Hall of Fame coach. So I like Tomlin. I would put Tomlin at worst fourth. What he's done with this roster is tremendous.
I also think what you're doing now matters too. You're talking about resume being there long is all fair, but like, Pete Carroll's resume is great, but his roster is atrocious, and with a better quarterback, he couldn't get that team to respectability this year. Like, the Seahawks are horrible. He has to bear responsibility for that. I think the issues on the roster that Tomlin has to bear responsibility for all boil down to one thing. The quarterback stinks. I think we would view the roster of the Steelers a lot differently if they had a viable quarterback. The receivers we talked about earlier, great names on paper. They don't produce well because the quarterback can't give them the ball. O-line is not the best in the NFL, but it's not as bad as it looks on paper because the quarterback stands back there and is a statue. Their run game gets smothered because they can't pass. Their defense is really good. If you gave them a top 15 quarterback, the way we talked about the roster would pivot from, well, the deficiencies have to be Tomlin's fault, to, holy cow, this roster is well-built.
Text line 913-576-7610. Hey, Charger Dot, your arrogance is pissing me off. Always respect your opponent. I don't need to have any respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Andy Reid should. Patrick Mahomes should. Hill and Kelsey should. I don't think they're good. I'm giving you my opinion. If you think Pittsburgh's good or has a chance of winning the game, sure. Have at it. If you bet $100 on Pittsburgh to win, you'd win $500. Put your money where your mouth is. If you think Pittsburgh has a chance to win this game, the odds are in your favor to take a flyer on Pittsburgh winning this game. I think they stink. I genuinely think that they're a bad football team. I think they're the Bears with better Super Bowl history. I think they're a more stable version of the Minnesota Vikings. I think they are an average to below average football team. And Kansas City is a great football team. And nothing in Patrick Mahomes' track record would lead me to believe that they will lose to a team like Pittsburgh in a game that matters. Nothing. If they played this game 10 times, I think Kansas City would win 11. I think they beat them so bad a couple of times that would count for an extra win. Maybe this game is close late, right? It's the NFL. Maybe this game is close. I'm going to guess that heading into the fourth quarter, we all feel very confident on who's going to win this football game. It could be like those games at Allen Fieldhouse, you know, where Kansas wins by 12, but it was kind of close late, so you kind of talked yourself into it, but you knew that the other team wasn't going to win. I think this game could be like that. Coming up on the other side, today is a very important anniversary for the Chiefs. I'll tell you what it is next. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Text line 913-576-7610. Let me find where it was. I lost it. There it goes. Ben Roethlisberger will win one more Super Bowl just to cement his legacy. Peyton gave him the blueprint on how to get it done. Some of these opinions that you guys have are fine opinions to have. If you feel that way about Pittsburgh, you don't need to be telling me. You need to be placing a bet. It's 2022. If you got internet access and a debit card and you really feel this way, you need to make a lot of money off of thinking this. You know what you could get the Steelers at right now? Let's say that you really feel this way. Let's say that you really feel like Pittsburgh is going to go on a magical run. $50 would get you $4,500. You got $50 to scrape together? Get five people to give you $10, and you can repay them $500. You can repay them $100 whenever you win, and you'll still have more than enough cash for yourself. If you think that Pittsburgh is going to make a run, they have the worst odds of any team in the playoffs, plus 9,000. So 50 would get you $4,500. If you really feel this way about Pittsburgh, I mean, they're 12-point dogs in this game, 12.5-point dogs. Vegas doesn't think this is close. If you think this game's going to be close, it's another opportunity to make a little bit of cash. Valentine's Day is coming up. Maybe Christmas hits your wallet hard. You need to get some of that money back and get your queen something for Valentine's Day. Make you a little money. You don't got to text into the radio show and tell me that. Text your bookie and tell them that. I'm telling you that the Steelers are cooked. and they ain't winning nothing. They shouldn't even have made the playoffs. I want to play some audio for you guys to move about talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers because they just depressed me. Today is the 2-year anniversary of one of the most exciting football games I've ever had the privilege of attending.
The Chiefs have held the Texans on downs the last two possessions, trying to do it again. This is fourth and goal for Houston at the 8-yard line, 51-31 Kansas City. The Chiefs trail 24-0 early in the second. Watson takes the snap. Here comes pressure. And Frank Clark takes him down out of the 25-yard line. Frank Clark, Clark the Shark, it's Jaws. 1, 2, 3, and 4. A third sack by Frank Clark, and the Chiefs will close it out and get ready to host an AFC Championship game for the first time back-to-back in Kansas City Chiefs history.
2 years ago today, the Kansas City Chiefs overcame a 24-point deficit to defeat the Houston Texans and advance in the NFL playoffs. Rob, is it fair to say that the Chiefs broke the Texans that day? They have never been the same organization since. In that offseason, they traded DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson in a second-round pick. And it started the descent with their quarterback. You want to talk about all the teams that the Chiefs have possibly broken. Houston might be at the top of the list. I mean, they've broken probably about 3 or 4 teams. They broke the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville has never been the same organization post playing Kansas City that 1 year. And I think it was Telvin Smith that was laughing at the Chiefs defense and talking about how we're the best defense and they're the number one offense, but we're better than them. And the Chiefs just went out there and just smoked them. That was the end of Blake Bortles. That was the end of them. Fast forward to another team in their division, the Houston Texans. Their organization has been completely broken since losing to the Chiefs in a playoff game. If you also want to take it one step further, the high point of the Cleveland Browns over the last 15 years was playing Kansas City in the second round of the playoffs, and they haven't been the same since losing to Kansas City. The Chiefs are responsible for breaking a lot of teams. Houston might be number one on this list. They might be the team that they have broken the most in the National Football League.
Probably, but I feel like a lot of it was the others, their own doing. It's like Bill O'Brien had poured the house full of gasoline and handed the Chiefs a match. Yeah, the Chiefs were the one that burned the house to the ground with the match. But Bill O'Brien is the real reason. And I guess a little Deshaun Watson is a little bit of this kind of too, since 40 people think that he got sicko massages. But the biggest one is the Jags. The Jags are respectable. They were talking trash. They were all about it. And now their high watermark is win number 2 against the Colts at home with their fans dressed as clowns. I think the biggest breaking was the Jags.
I can't argue that. That's still one of the craziest games I'd ever been to. That I know there's a group of people that don't believe momentum exists. Mitchell Schwartz played in the NFL, does not believe in momentum. I don't know how he can feel that way given that he played in that game and you could feel the momentum. You could feel it. If you were at that game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You could feel the momentum shift over the course of the game, and you realized pretty early on that Kansas City was going to win that game. You could feel it. I'm a big momentum exists. They're people. They're human beings. Of course momentum exists. You get on a roll. You just get things going. You hit your first couple of shots. You're feeling good. The basket looks bigger. You're just shooting with confidence then at that point. Football teams are the exact same way. A snowball happens. You're playing with confidence. They're not playing with confidence. You're playing to win. They're playing not to lose. They do things that are out of character, like go for a fake punt deep on their side of the field. They get stopped, and then the buzzsaw happens.
Not to reiterate that game, I don't think the fake punt was the stupidest decision of the day. I don't think it was the stupidest decision of the day by a long shot. I at least can defend that one. The 4th-and-1 while up 21-0, and to concede the field goal was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like, I know it's 21-0, you're not thinking, like, break them. But if you score a touchdown there, you're moving the ball with ease, you're up 28. And to kick that field goal, and you've been aggressive all day. And you kick that field goal, and then Mecole Hardman's return happens, and the game shifts. Like, that was, the fake punt's bad. It's not the worst call of the day. Bill O'Brien was an idiot.
You got to think, in those situations, what does our opposition want us to do? And you're right. In that situation, Kansas City is happy to give you the field goal. And you could feel it in the stadium that when Kansas City got that stop on third down, they made the decision to kick the field goal. It was like, all right, we're not out of this. You're right. The next play, Mecole Hardman has a big kick return that flips the field. They score three plays later, and you feel like, all right, they've got off the canvas a little bit. They got a little bit momentum. They can get things cooking a little bit.
And the math of it. He kicked the field goal to make the game a three-possession game, to push it to a three-possession game. If you miss it, it's still, hold on, a three-possession game. That was the silliest thing Bill O'Brien did that day. I mean, even if Mecole Hardman doesn't have a monster return, I mean, you have a chance to knock out the champ, for lack of a better term, and you decide, no, we're good. There's a reason he's screaming in the press box at Alabama now, not the head coach of the Texans. There's a reason.
That's a good point, too, that kind of gets me back to the game that's on Sunday is, in order to beat Kansas City, you got to have a knockout punch for the most part. In order to beat Kansas City, you got to be able to really bring it home, and you got to be willing to go to a place that's maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but you got to be able to put Kansas City on the mat. If you got an opportunity to sweep the leg against Kansas City, you got to take it in that scenario. I do think that Pittsburgh is going to be aggressive in this game. We'll see a couple of trick plays. They'll do some end around, some flea flickers. They'll open the offense up a little bit because they know. They know that they're probably not going to go three or four times 75 yards to score on Kansas City. Not in a traditional sense. So you're going to need to do some end around, some jet sweeps, some flea flickers, some double passes. You're going to need to do some of those things to open up. I just don't think Pittsburgh has a strong enough punch. I think it's a love tap. I think it's pitter-pat. I don't think they pack nearly enough punch to knock Kansas City out. Buffalo does. Cincinnati does. New England might. Tennessee certainly does. Of all the teams that are in the playoffs, they're playing the one team that just doesn't have a strong enough punch. Their hands ain't good enough to fight with you. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the extra point. That's next. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
All right, so today, Rob and I looked at the ratings for the first time in a long time. I don't really look at them. I don't really care about them. It's not really a part of my life. I'm not saying that like I'm special or anything, just telling you guys a story. So we were looking through all the different demographics, and I learned a couple of things. Number one, this show is very popular with the ladies, Rob. Now, it could be me, and now that the ladies have got to see me more on Fox 4 every Friday, they're coming around to this show. Maybe it's you and your boyish good looks. Maybe you are the difference in this show having a ridiculous spike in the ladies. I appreciate you for listening to this show and making it the most popular sports talk show in the city. I appreciate that. I'm going to give myself credit for that, Rob. I no disrespect to you, but let me go and pat myself on the back for that, for us having the audience of the female listener. I also noticed this show very popular with the men over 35. The adults love this show. Big fans. But there was also some things that concerned me a little bit. This show, not very popular with Johnson County. Jackson County loves us. We're very popular on the Missouri side. The Johnson County side, not too fond of me. I did not rate well with them. Why do you think that is, Rob?
I have a hunch.
I haven't done anything to Johnson County.
I have a working theory.
I don't have any issues with them. I work in Johnson County. I don't have any issues with them. They're fine folks. There's fine people on both sides. I don't have any issues with Johnson County. Why do you think Johnson County doesn't like this show? What can we do to get the Johnson County listener? You live in Johnson County. I mean, in theory, if I'm bringing the Missouri side, you got to bring the Kansas side. You got to get them over to this show. If you did that, we could take over the city. We'd be as big as Johnny Dare.
I've been trying, man.
But you ain't trying hard enough.
You say things like they're bad drivers, and then you go on your anti-KU route. The affluent community in Johnson County.
I've never gone on an anti-KU route.
What are you talking about?
I've never, ever gone on an anti-KU route. Not one single time. This is fake news. Alternative facts. You don't just get to create your own truth. I've never, ever made fun of Kansas.
You opened the show Monday asking me if my college basketball team won or lost this weekend.
I can't ask. So you're telling me we can't talk about sports on Sports Talk Radio? I asked you a sports question.
You tweeted out about how the Rally House at Allen Fieldhouse is embarrassing.
I never said it was embarrassing. I just wanted to know why the rules of basketball were right next to a Rally House. Someone answered my question. I feel good now. I don't have any more questions about that.
We need more moments on this show where you say things like Thomas Robinson's dunk against Baylor got me excited, got me jazzed, got me jacked. We need less Konzo on the show because who wants to hear from Konzo right now? And we need more Bill Self on the show. And you need to mend those fences and get him on the show. He loves me, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not doing your job. Someone says you slam KU all the time. That's not true. I mean, half of the year, there's no reason to talk about it, and their football team isn't good. Why are we talking about Kansas in August or September? They're not doing anything. Are they playing any meaningful games? Are they winning in that? No.
I mean, we could open the show tomorrow with how they're probably going to skirt by with the NCAA.
Oh, they're 100%. 100%. I mean, at this point, I've just already resigned to that being the fact. Nothing's going to happen with the NCAA. Nothing's going to happen. Someone says, well, CDOT, you think Johnson County drivers are bad? You guys know that you can't drive. You got to know that you can't drive. Everybody has to know their strengths and weaknesses. I cannot draw. I am not good at it. I don't have a mind for it. That's not the way that my mind works. I don't have any artistic ability. I can't draw. I can't sing. I know that. If you're a big guy and you know you can't shoot threes, stop standing at the three-point line. Get down in the paint. Life's about knowing your strengths and weaknesses. You know if you were born in Johnson County, you can't drive. You know that. You know that. You know you can't drive. So that's a negative on me for telling the truth? You guys want me to tell lies on the show? That's what you want? You want me to tell lies? I don't want to do that. I got to live the truth. I got to speak the truth. This microphone is a powerful tool. Speaking to thousands of people every day, I got to tell them the truth. You know you can't drive if you were born in Johnson County. You know that.
I mean, you could come on here and really pander to them and say things like seasoning your food is no good. They would love that. The Johnson County folks hate too much seasoning. No paprika.
Someone says, CDOT, you're a hypocrite. If you only waited until a team was good to talk about them on the radio, we would never hear a word about Missouri at any time of the year. That's fair. See, that's a good dig. I got no issues with KU digs. I got no issue. That's funny. You're right. We wouldn't spend a lot of time talking about Missouri if we could only talk about good teams. Now, I don't know what we would do in the summer, and we would never talk about baseball then. Like, we would just be lost.
We would finally have a soccer-related show.
We would just be lost if we just couldn't talk about baseball at all.
4 hours of sporting. Here we go.
We would just be lost. If that's the criteria, we can only talk about good teams. What can we do? We would just never talk baseball. We would for the first 15 days of the season, and then we'd just be stuck. We would just do general NFL 10 months a year on the show. Might help.
But only the playoff teams. We can't talk about the bad ones.
All right. Someone said, please tell Johnson County drivers to use their blinker. Okay.
I mean, the blinker is more like a suggestion than a requirement.
Okay, it's not. You should use it.
Like, you're changing lanes, you just make that move. Smooth and seamless.
I have a real scientific example. Like a real scientific example. You know what you should do? Next time you see someone who is driving erratically, look to see what their tags say they're from. And I guarantee you at least 70% of the time they'll be from Johnson County. They'll be from the Kansas side. That's a scientific fact. It has been proven by years of historical data.
You really blinker every time you change lanes?
Yes. I'm not giving the police any reason to pull me over. At all, actually. So my seatbelt is on, and I'm following and obeying all traffic laws is what I'm doing. No rolling stops. Hand it 10-2. I'm not giving the police any. I'm not trying to have a conversation with the police. Not at all. No thanks. No thanks. You can do that. I'm good. They stay in their car. I stay in mine. Everyone wins. Everyone's happy. All right, we're back again tomorrow as we continue to get ready for the thrilling wild card matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have enjoyed your presence today. Today was a lot of fun. We'll be back again tomorrow doing the exact same thing at the exact same time on the exact same station. Shout out to Johnson County. You're great people. You have great schools. Parks are really nice. The roads are always in tip-top shape. It's a lot of things to like about Johnson County. I'm out of here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.